radio and check.
B395, Dustin 549, you copy over Ogden, repeater.
RXY549, what's up, Brandon?
Much, just headed to lunch right now. I haven't looked yet to see the pads. I'll do that when I get back at work. I'm just headed home right now. But, I was thinking if I come over in the morning, we could probably, get my brakes done in about an hour.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it really shouldn't take very long. The part that'll take the longest is cleanup and re-greasing everything. So getting everything apart and back together, that's the simple part. That's, 10, 15 minutes. But cleaning everything up and making sure it's all working right, that's going to take the longest.
Oh, so what you're going to be lubing is the moving parts of my calipers?
It's been so long since your brakes have been done that I'd like to, just because, brake dust and everything gets in there and it's going to wear things out further, and you definitely don't want that, but it's been so long that grease has probably dried up.
What's involved with that? Do you have to remove, you have to tear the caliper apart to do that?
90% of it's surface stuff, and then the spring pin, or the, not the spring pins, the slider pins and slider pin bushings. Most of the time I'll take the slider pin bushings out, because those do pivot as well and move, and you don't want to tear that O-ring. So making sure that's properly looped up is good. So I'll go through it and make sure everything's moving free, and but that way you're not going to have premature wear on your sliders or your calipers or anything like that.
Yeah, I've got lucky for getting, almost 7 years out of brake pad. Actually, no, it's been about, 7 years on these brake pads.
Absolutely. I mean, I typically replace mine just because every 2 or 3 years, but I also drive a lot, so... also, on the side note, how am I sounding? I'm actually on 89 right now, right before the legacy split. I'm using the UV5R with the little Nagoya antenna. You're coming across pretty clear, but I've also got the radio right next to the window.
Yeah, you're sounding good. I'm just on the mobile in my truck. Yeah, you're sounding great. We'll have to look at it. We'll have to evaluate it. When we get into it, I mean, brakes aren't really hard to do. It's just, like you said, getting everything to greased and evaluated, that's what takes the longest.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I'd recommend going into the parts store, 8 or 9 o'clock. Get what you need, whether it be brake pads and brake clean, because I've got the brake caliper grease as well as all of the tools we'll need. So, I mean, most of it's just the cleanup and the parts. Because I did do a quick look, It doesn't look like your brakes are the D52 pads. They're a newer rendition of it. So instead of the guides being on the sides, it's actually on the top and bottom, which is weird, on the long side. So, but yeah, dig around. I mean, you can get whatever brake pads you want. I mean, semi-metallic's great, and, you know, they're only $15-$20. So it really shouldn't be too bad.
Yeah, they're cheap. I just hope this truck, and also my luck, that we won't run into issues, because anytime I've done any work on this truck, I always run into an issue somewhere along the line.
Guess we'll see. I mean, as long as your brake hoses are good, then we shouldn't really have any issues. Except caliper should compress pretty easily. But I've also got brake fluid if we need it. Because once we compress those calipers, that fluid's going to go up a little bit. But because we're not touching the rear, it shouldn't, you know, go over or anything. But we can top off what we need to or whatever.
Because not just, you know, the common signs of, you know, worn brakes, but yeah, my pedal's really kind of spongy, which I know that's due to the, you know, the pads being pretty much gone. And yeah, when we compress those calipers back in, that'll definitely help a bit.
I mean, the brake's feeling a little gummy. I mean, it could be, you know, worn brake pads, or it could be the old grease on the slide pins or anything. So, I mean, just a brake service alone would, you know, benefit you. I mean, the rear brakes pretty much never need to be done because of how the proportioning valve's set up. Because you're only putting out, like, 20 to 30% of your braking power to the rear, and it's typically only about half your pedal and to the floor where it actually engages the rear brake completely. So, I mean, that's not a huge thing, but the front's always going to wear out a little faster, which I'm sure you know, but honestly, I mean, like I said, as long as your hoses are good and everything, we shouldn't have very many issues.
I think the hoses should be fine, hopefully. I mean, trust me, I know my way around brake hoses with the Suburban. Had two of them go bad on me, both sides, and then one of them, warrantied part, went bad again. I think that's why, you know, it was nice going through a shop, because they took care of everything. I didn't have to deal with any of the headaches. Here in a little bit. I don't have my hand held here in the truck, so, or else I would just switch to that and continue talking, but yeah, I'll talk to you here in a bit. WRWG 395.
Sounds good, buddy. WRXY 549.
Radio check. you're making the repeater a little bit weak, but maybe that's just because you're mobile. Alrighty, thank you, have a great one. WRQC 635.